Welcome to SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is a track and field athlete at SEMO. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Sullivan Gleason. I'm 21. I'm a senior at Southeast Missouri State University, and I'm a computer science major. I'm also a pole vaulter on the track and field team.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in today. Could you tell me, first and foremost, from what I've read, you had a recognition, an OVC recognition. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was given the OVC Scholar Athlete Award. So there's six, I believe, athletes in the conference that are given this award. Each university nominates a male and a female, and then from there it gets voted on by some governing body that I'm not aware of that I suppose chose me. So I'm very grateful for that.
That's awesome. It's nomination based, right? So yeah. Do you know who nominated you?
Not specifically. I don't really know that process. I just know that I got an email saying I was nominated. And that was it for that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm not as familiar with track and field. So what does a pole vaulter do?
A pole vaulter runs down the runway with a big stick, and then you run towards this mat. You jump up, try to bend the stick to jump over a bar. So it's all about going high using the implement. Like, have you seen videos of it before where you're running?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's kind of like that. You're just trying to run as fast as you can, convert your horizontal speed into vertical, and then see how high you can go.
Awesome. Yeah. And what's it like training for something like that? I wouldn't even know where to begin.
So it's 6 days a week right now. 2 days we jump, another 2 days we do conditioning. We then have, right in the middle of all those days, we have kind of a rest day where we don't mess around, but we just kind of calm down and make sure that we are ready for the next couple hard days. And then on Saturdays, we go to the gymnastics room and work on kind of some gymnastics work to make sure that we are strong in the upper body to be able to complete the motions. And we do that every week.
Awesome. Yeah. You sound very dedicated.
Yeah.
What's it like being an athlete with a major that can be kind of demanding?
Usually it doesn't cause too many problems. Most of the time it's just if I have a class at the same time as practice, that's what most of the issues are. But since computer science work can be done at home or like at the library alone, it's never really an issue. It doesn't really get in the way of practice or cause any sort of training issues, I'd say.
Awesome. And then do you have any plans after? Do you plan to continue your athleticism or is it a just SEMO thing?
For now, unless I get a lot better, I don't think there's really an avenue to support myself being a pole vaulter. But I would like to continue pole vaulting on the side after I get a job, probably just on the weekends. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. And what led you to that sport?
I did freshman year of high school. I did marching band and I didn't really like doing that, so I quit marching band, and my mom made me do a sport. So my brother did cross country, and I went to one cross country practice, and I did not like it at all. So instead, I chose to do what took the least running, which was pole vault, and that's why I chose that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I always like to open the floor to my guests, and there's no pressure here if you don't have anything to say. Is there anything about your track and field or SEMO experience that you'd just like to talk about?
Yeah, I guess another big part of what I do at SEMO is I do a lot on the river campus, doing a lot of music stuff. So this semester I've joined the jazz band, which has been a lot of fun. And I also tutor piano to a couple children. So that's a lot of fun. It kind of adds a lot more work to each day, but I think that's another side of my life that I like to do outside of track and field or academics.
That's awesome. You're very well-rounded.
Thanks.
Well, I think that's all the time I have for today. Thank you again so much for coming in and speaking with me.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.